We're talking about VC, not venture capital, but we're talking about venture Christ. So I want to talk about venture Christ today. And we want to talk about venture philanthropy today. The venture philanthropy started in late 1990s and became very popular in 2000. In late 1990, they were trying to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. So the research was going on in the biosciences in California, and Vertex bought the company and came up with a drug called Kalydeco. Now, this Kalydeco is like a magic drug. People immediately were able to get on a horse and play and have fun, those kind of things. But the cost was $300,000 a year. You know, $300,000, very expensive. And so I want, even though we talk about philanthropic ventures, sometimes it comes with a high price. And I want to talk about God's philanthropy today. How he make his venture accessible for everybody. It didn't come with a huge price. In fact, it came free. But it's on you to choose whether you like it or not. But venture philanthropy became a buzzword in 2000 because Warren Buffett wanted to give away $4 billion. And he was giving away to some of his foundations and the Bill Gates Foundation. He gave $1.5 billion in the first installment. And that became a buzzword, the venture philanthropy. So it's a new thing from 2000. But when we look at the network here, how God ventured with people. Because every startup company starts with a great idea, right? You have this great idea, but in order to become an amazing, successful company, you need a philanthropic venture or venture capitalist to invest in your idea. I want to talk to you about four ventures to show that God loves us. God loves humanity. Four ventures. Okay. And there is a story, scripture, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So I want to talk about God Inc. today, God's company. And in God's Inc., we are all directors. And he does not require that you have a great degree, MBA, engineering, bioscience, whatever, but that you have a heart and a passion to change people's life. So when I came to Mr. Erdman, as I was driving here on Benton Street, I got this light bulb great idea moment to say, go and meet Mr. Erdman and talk to him about orchestra and the people that are. So he is a venture. He is a philanthropic guy because he wants to invest in you guys, right? And when I sat down with him for 5 minutes, he said, well, just 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, he shared to me that my friend just went to Carnegie Hall and he's coming back. He has come back. And I hope that one of these days I can take my band or the orchestra or the choir to Carnegie Hall. And I said, you know, I like this guy. And I told him, Johnny, I want to participate with that. If you need anything to make this happen. This is not about religion. This is not about religion. It's about people. We want to come together and partner with you if something like this is going to happen. So coming, you guys coming here, it's a step towards those things. The more you play, the better you're going to be, right? And maybe one of these days he'll call me and say, hey, we need this, we need that to make this happen. And we will be there for you. I promise we will be there for you, right? We will venture with you. So, God showed his love for humanity through a senior citizen. Okay? So if you feel like you're a senior citizen, this is for you this morning. You feel like, oh, my life's over. No, it's not. See, Zacharias was an old man. Okay? And then the angel came to him and spoke to him, hey, Zacharias, I'm going to show humanity how much I love God. God saying, how much I love them by working with you. You're going to have a baby. And say, what? I mean, he's like old. He can't have a baby. And my wife is old. We are old. We can't have baby. No, no, you're going to have a baby. And he said, how are we going to have that baby? But God did it. I want to talk about him. And some of you, you feel kind of old today? And you feel your life's over? No. It's not. God's going to venture with you to make miraculous things happen in your life. It continues to happen. The second one that I want to talk to you about, how God blessed humanity through a barren woman. See, she can't have a child anymore, and God said, you're going to have a baby. She said, no, how? And she was ridiculed, and she was ashamed, publicly disgraced by people to say, you don't have a child. You can't have a child. God must hate you. You're cursed. And she carried this weight of shame and embarrassment all her life. But in an old age, God's coming to do a miraculous thing. You know, yesterday my wife and we invited two managers from two big companies in this valley. And we found out that they were rival companies, competing company. It can only happen in Christmas that we can eat together, right? Because it's a time of peace. And they were saying that these people, the new college graduates that come in there, sometimes they don't have a clue of what they're doing. In fact, they embellish their resume saying we have 8-7 years of experience. They come, they don't know anything. They have to teach them and say, how can this happen? But these two people were just and righteous even though they were old, and God saw that they can use. You know, I said with one of our members who had a startup company, he's going to launch soon, and he is 28 years old. And he said, Pastor, I'm 28 years old and I'm old. I said, what? No, in the valley, 28 is old. I mean, that means I'm really, really old guy, you know? Things are happening so fast. Ideas have to be produced. In all these things, there is a human story. And I want to call the one of the story that you want to share, Christine. And how God can venture with us. It's not just 2,000 years old story. But how God can take public disgrace to an amazing grace. You know? That if you're ashamed, embarrassed because of things that you carry today, I want you to listen to how God ventured with this wonderful lady. She's the head of a nurse in Palo Alto Hospital. And God ventured out to her. If you look at her, she got everything. You know, we want to be like you. And she has a story to share that will help many young people and families. So, Christine, I want to hear your story.
Thank you, Pastor. My name is Christine, and Pastor wanted me to come up and share a little bit with you about what this Christmas story means to me and how God continues to work in my life. Statistics tells me that over 40 million people in the United States struggle with depression and anxiety. I'm one of those people. And what this has been a 30-plus year process for me, and what I can say is that when you're in it, it's just very difficult and very dark. I found myself a year ago in our local urgent care center in a full state of panic, and I've never experienced this before, and I was very scared. It was over 3 months before I was able to return back to work, and for me, someone who prides herself in the quality of the work that I do, in my family and my children, and just the perception of being able to keep it all together, this was a tremendous, heartbreaking setback for me. So as I stand here, some of you might think, well, why am I here sharing such a private part of my life? And I have to say that it really is God's strength that gives me the courage to do this. It certainly is not me. This is very much not me. But bigger than that is that I find it amazing that this God that I believe in could love me and care for me and would continue to carry me out of my despair, regardless of the many, many times and the many, many years that I have questioned my faith, questioned his love for me, even questioned my own existence. He has, in times of clarity for me, has shown me that he is here and has never left me. As I look through the years of my life and times of loss, times of heartbreaking miscarriages, times when I felt like my marriage was the last place that I wanted to be in, and times when my husband lost his job and being confronted with being in a single income family where we had two incomes prior, in this crazy, frenzied housing environment where everything moves just so fast and you just have to keep up. It was just so fearful, a lot of questions, and I just didn't understand. And I was in despair. But time and time again, God has provided me with the resources and the people and the friends to kind of get me back on my feet again. And I find that incredible. So during this holiday season, as I look around, as we listen to the story of a baby being born, it really isn't just about a story of a baby being born. It's not about the gifts under the tree or the music or the carols, even though all those things are beautiful, beautiful things. It's really about God's love for me and God's love for you. And he is available to you right here, right now. And for those of you who may be struggling out there, I just want to encourage you to just hold on. I want to hold your hand to say you're not alone and truly say you are not alone. God is a God that loves all of us, regardless of where we are at, regardless of our color, regardless of our age, whether we're young or we're old. I look at you guys, I struggled so much when I was in high school, and I want to encourage you that it will get better. Just keep holding on. God is here. He's for all of us, and he doesn't discriminate. So, and all he asks is for us to come to him. No conditions. We don't have to wait for tomorrow. We don't have to wait until we pull ourselves together. We don't have to wait until we're sober. He just wants us to come now. And my hope, and I think the hope of Pastor and the hope of a lot of the people and the volunteers that have put on Bethlehem, is that you would be able to experience that same hope that I find today. And that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah. So when God ventured out to this barren woman to take from a public disgrace to a place of amazing grace, it didn't end there. It took Christine from a place like that to an amazing grace. This venture continues. So an old man, an old woman, and then he ventured with a scared young man. His name was Joseph. He had gold feet. He was going to get married and he's having cold feet. I was reading about cold feet in LA. You know, the guy didn't show up, so the bride had to feed the homeless what she had prepared for the wedding. And cold feet can happen. But Joseph was going to secretly put away his fiancée, Mary. Because if he told that Mary had a child, the people would probably stone her to death. And he wanted to avoid that. You know, but he was kind of in a dark place at that time. Didn't know what to do. But God ventured out with him so he can also share the love to Mary, because he was a just young man. You know, God can venture out in our dark place, addiction, in prison. You know, when you're alone in the bathroom, when you're cutting yourself to release the pain or pressure. God can venture out to you. He loves you. And that's how he ventured out to one of these wonderful ladies. I want to call up Jean Miller. Can you kind of fly up here like an angel? Yeah. Yes. And somebody came to tell me, say, why does this lady have so much joy? You know, but you don't know her whole story. Something happened 10 years ago. And I want to tell her how God ventured out to you.
Hi, I'm Jean.
You're good.
You can hear me, right? Yes, I'm joyous and I am happy now. But you should have seen me when I was your age. You should have seen me for 40 years. I was a drug addict and an alcoholic. And I was in some very, very dark times, dark places, watching my friends die from overdoses and drug addiction. And I thought my life was over. I tried to take my life a couple of times. But God had different ideas for me. He wasn't going to let me go. And one of the main reasons was I had somebody praying for me. My wonderful 91-year-old mother that's right out there in the wheelchair. Mom, you are my hero. She prayed for me unceasingly for the times that I was out there, and she thought that I wasn't going to make it. Well, she finally wore me down, and I came to church with her, this church here. And 10 years ago, a light came on, and I saw a light for the first time in a long time. And it just pierced my heart and filled up that big hole that I had been filling with drugs and alcohol for so many years. And that light, I'm here to tell you, is Jesus Christ. And it has just made my life amazing. I'm not rich. I have very little. But what I have is everything. Because I have Jesus Christ. And he's wonderful. And this church is wonderful. And I serve him just for the glory of God. And anything that I say that can touch someone makes those 40 years worthwhile. So thank you. And Merry Christmas, you guys. And please listen to this story. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
So in God, Inc., he cares for an addict. He cares for an alcoholic. You know. If you're having a startup company, she may not be the best candidate that you're looking for your business success. But God calls her, so his kingdom and network will be very successful. And God saved humanity through a virgin woman. You know, not like Madonna's like a virgin, okay? It's different, right? But a virgin. Because when God said, I'm going to venture with you, and he came to her and said, how are we going to do this? And God said, oh, you're going to be pregnant. You know? So this young girl who is engaged to Joseph is going to be pregnant. It's just mind-blowing thing. The thing is, she said, how can this be? And then you'll be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit and you'll have a baby that is of God, divine conception. She said, okay. It's just amazing to me that she didn't tell her fiancé, Joseph, that I'm going to get pregnant. Because he wouldn't understand. When you say, you're pregnant? Yeah, how is it? Oh, it's God. He wouldn't believe. So she didn't say anything. She didn't talk to her parents. She didn't talk to anybody. She said, okay, let your will be done. It's an amazing, amazing response. And how old was she? Between 16 to 18 years old at that time. Just like many of you. She's able to make this decision to change the world at your age. Can you see that? And she was going to take risk. And look at what is happening today after 2,000 years. But God ventured out to a young virgin woman, to a scared young man, to a barren woman, to an old man. It's just everybody can be very successful. See, Zacharias, an old man, said, how shall I know this? He talked too much, so God shut him out. He couldn't speak for 9 months. You have like that grandfather kind of old that keep talking all the time? Yeah? God shut them up and said, I'll name your son John. The day he was born, he'll say, my son will be John. That's how he spoke, after 9 months. So God's philanthropic venture is hope for the hopeless. God can advance his kingdom through people that are advanced in years. Elizabeth, a barren woman, said, God took away my reproach. People mocked at her, embarrassed her. God took those reproach, embarrassment, and shame, and lifted her up. She had a son, John, the greatest prophet that ever lived on earth. God's philanthropic venture is God's vindication. If some people are making fun at you for doing the right thing in your school today, one of these days God will vindicate you because you're doing the right thing. And everyone will know it on that day when it happens. So keep at it. God vindicates those who are vilified for his name. See, Joseph the groom, having a cold fit, the angel come and say, do not be afraid. God's philanthropic venture is to save the world. You know, God takes people from disgrace to an amazing grace. Mary, the young virgin, she said, how can this be? But God's philanthropic venture is a miracle venture. You know, God can use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. This is the venture philanthropy of God. God proves he loves you with all of him by sending his only son. Are you willing to give all of you to start an amazing life with God? Not like John Legend's song, all of you, okay? But just all of you. And here, parents here, I congratulated many of the parents, but parenting is very difficult. God wants to venture with you, whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're single, whether you're in between. God wants to venture with you. And as we appreciate the parents one more time, I want to ask Nicole to come. Yeah?
Yes.
And Nicole is a school counselor, and God can venture with school counselor too. And let's hear how God is venturing with her.
Hi, good morning. My name is Nicole. I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I'm in private practice. And I'm a mother of two kids. And what I shared last night at Bethlehem was basically, parenting is really challenging. And it's not just about the day-to-day, but it's the overall that I'm responsible to do good by my children. And I can't fail. I don't want to see my kids fail because there's so many expectations and standards. There's pressure to, you know, have a facade that we have it all together. And, you know, my husband, he works at Google. He went to Stanford. You know, that's what we're supposed to be striving for. I mean, that's a tough thing. But you know what? I can't protect my kids. I can't do a perfect job as a parent, and I can't expect my kids to be perfect. You know, my 7-year-old is behind in her reading, and she's reading at A level A, which is the beginning kindergarten, and she's in first grade. And it's okay. It's okay. You know, God made her, and he made her good. And I'm just thankful that I even have her. So the thing is that God had to really move in my heart, because when I, even as a Christian, when I get kind of sucked into the vortex of performance and meeting people's approval and meeting standards and just having to look like I have it all, you know, it makes me a very stressed out and very frustrated person. And I just didn't like who I became. I don't want to be this person anymore. I was tired of being this angry person. Probably surprising to you because I seem very like calm, but I have anger issues. My husband knows. So God moved in my heart, giving me a new perspective that, you know what, Nicole, you know, I'm in control, you know. God is God and I'm not. What a relief. How crazy that I just, in my mind, think that I have to do it all. And it has to be this way, at this time, you know, to this standard. So it's giving me a lot of peace and, you know, me changing from an angry person to be more of a peaceful person because of God. And just remembering, I'm living it every day. I have to remind myself that, you know, God's standards of success is far superior than the world's standards of success. So amen to that. And I hope that you can be encouraged that, you know, God loves us just the way that we are. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to prove it. We don't have to get into Stanford or work at Google. So praise God that we have a God that is so good to us.
Amen. 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 So let me end with this today, so you can take it home. God can venture with anybody of any age. You can be old like Zacharias, barren like Elizabeth. You can be young and scared like Joseph. You can be a young virgin like Mary, knowing nothing. God can venture with you. And also, the cost is not high. It's not $300,000 per year to get that pill to make you well. This kiss comes as free. It's for you to choose whether to have it or not. But he's willing to venture with all of you. So that's the message. God is a venture philanthropist without self-interest and motive. It's all for you to realize your full potential. Right? So let's welcome the kids up here. Come on. Come on. Yes. Come on, come on. So they can realize their full potential. Santa Clara First Baptist Church, are you with me so that they can realize their full potential in their lives? Yeah. There you go. There you go. And maybe one of these days we can go together with them to Carnegie Hall. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yes, yes. So let's... Sharon, thank you for this wonderful experience. And invite your friends to have a great experience at Bethlehem. And youth mentors, when the kids go up there and have their wonderful assorted Christmas cookies and drinks, you can give a special tour for them to the Bethlehem, all right? So have a great day and worship the Lord and enjoy this music. Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah.